Good morning. This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 8:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Since the coronavirus first hit Delaware in early March, public health officials there have spent a lot of time talking about outbreaks at prisons, chicken processing plants, and at the beach. Yet one hot spot has remained constant: nursing homes and other long-term care facilities. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
Fewer than 1% of Delawareans are in long-term care, but they have consistently accounted for about 60% of 581 deaths. Despite widespread testing of residents and staff, limits on who can enter buildings, and enhanced safety measures, the toll continues. Six facilities have seen at least 20 deaths each. Cheryl Hikes heads the industry's local trade group. She says there wasn't enough personal protective equipment early on. Now she worries too many people don't take community spread seriously.
If the community is saying, well, it's over and we can go around without masks, I want to have a party or I want to participate in something, I don't think they realize the trickle-down effect of that. That virus is going to connect with someone who works in a long-term care facility or has a connection to one.
Candace Roseo got to visit her mother again last week at the Little Sisters of the Poor Center. They met in an outdoor tent, wore masks, and kept apart. Little Sisters had 11 deaths early on, but none since. Her mom has dementia and forgets about the epidemic.
She'll say, when are you or your sister going to come by and pick me up because I want to go shopping? And I say, you remember that we have to wear those masks and everything, so we can't come and pick you up and take you out to go shopping.
Roseo said she can't wait for the day to take her mother to the store. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.